Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 20th of April 2024. The Bible reading today is Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 15. When you make a loan of any kind to your neighbour, do not go into their house to get what is offered to you as a pledge. Stay outside and let the neighbour to whom you are making the loan bring the pledge out to you. If the neighbour is poor, do not go to sleep with their pledge in your possession. Return their cloak by sunset so that your neighbour may sleep in it. Then they will thank you, and it will be regarded as a righteous act in the sight of the Lord your God. Do not take advantage of a hired worker who is poor and needy. Whether that worker is a fellow Israelite or a foreigner residing in one of your towns, pay them their wages each day before sunset, because they are poor and are counting on it. Otherwise, they may cry to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. Today's article, titled God's Kingdom, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Mandy from Leicestershire has a heart for the poor and needy. For over 40 years now, since before the Fair Trade mark existed, she has sold Fair Trade products, first through catalogues and then in her shop and online. Her growing awareness of God's love for the poor and his desire for justice has compelled her to partner with God in bringing about God's kingdom on earth. God has always been concerned about the poor and needy. Moses, for instance, after sharing the law that God had revealed to him on Mount Sinai with his people, detailed before they entered the promised land how they should treat their labourers. Do not take advantage of a hired worker who is poor and needy. And pay them their wages each day before sunset, because they are poor and counting on it. Otherwise, they may cry to the Lord against you, and you will be guilty of sin. As his command reveals, God wove a fair and just way of living into the very foundations of his people's society. Of course, we may not be able to sell fair trade goods, but like Mandy, we can trust God to show us how to treat others with his love and respect. With his help, we too may be able to say, I am thankful for how God has led me to make the world a fairer place. Let's pray. Creator God, you designed your laws so that we might flourish. Help me to uphold your will and share your love with others today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Peter, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.